Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I have a very special guest with us today, Dr. Ron Castellucci. He is a teacher at Sherman College of Chiropractic. So not only is he a chiropractor, but he is teaching innovative techniques at the world's finest chiropractic college in South Carolina. He's also a national speaker at chiropractic symposiums, and he teaches in the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association seminars as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Castellucci, for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So how long have you been a chiropractor now?
32 years.
32 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So what got you into chiropractic?
Well, I started college at Logan College in St. Louis, and I always wanted to help people, thinking about health care and that type of thing. And so an uncle of mine wanted to be a chiropractor, and we went to New York Chiropractic College. And I just looked at the class schedule, and I thought, I could do this. Nothing dramatic, but here I am.
That's awesome. And you practiced in New England for several years, right?
I did. I practiced in Boston, actually in Lexington, for 10 years before moving here to South Carolina.
So while you were in practice, what was the one thing that you wanted every practice member in your practice to understand about chiropractic?
Well, it's important to understand the relationship of the spine and nervous system to the health of the body. I always tell people that everything in your body is controlled by your brain, by nerves that pass between the bones of the spine. And when you have a healthy spine, then your body simply works better. And so that's a basic fundamental understanding of really how your body works. And the chiropractic approach is simply removing an interference to the nervous system, which allows the body or to function better, function more the way it was designed to function.
It's such a simple concept.
Yes, it is.
But profound.
It's very simple, and I think in our society, we live in a society where people are very focused on aches and pains and diseases and conditions, and there's a time for that, but the new thinking with regard to health and health care is elevating the health of a person's body rather than seeking to cut out or treat an illness, which I think is a good direction that we need to go.
And I think we're seeing people make choices outside of, I'll say, mainstream medicine more and more because they are looking for a more holistic approach, an approach that isn't just about, like you said, taking away a symptom, but actually getting to the root cause of the issue and helping their body overall be healthier after that health crisis.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many things that we can do. I mean, exercise, eating right, and all of that contributes to a healthy body, lowering your stress and that sort of thing. But what chiropractic is unique in is that by removing an interference to the nervous system, we call it an adjustment. It helps the organs and systems of the body to work better so that all the things that you do, whether it's eating right, exercise, lowering stress, getting good sleep, drinking pure water, all that stuff is more beneficial and it's enhanced because you're doing that with a body that's functioning the way it was supposed to function.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were in practice, I would say for me, most people come because they're looking for help with something. But did you find that people found help with things they didn't even know that they were going to get help for?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. Almost everybody I've worked with have experienced changes above and beyond their expectations. And you're right, a lot of people seek chiropractic for some kind of a condition, aches or pains and that type of thing. Is not uncommon. But I had a patient not too long ago, after their first adjustment, they came in the next day and they asked me if it was, is it possible that they can taste their food better? And of course I said yes, but some interesting changes happen, outside of what they expect, what people expect.
I think that's one of the most exciting things for me when I'm in practice is having the feedback when people come back in, especially after those first few adjustments, and they're saying things that you can tell by the look on their face they're really surprised about. Like my acid indigestion went away. Like I ate steak for the first time and I didn't get acid reflux. Could that be part of this chiropractic?
Yeah. And I'm always clear that our objective is not to treat an acid reflux, even though that would benefit. A person with acid reflux would benefit from chiropractic. But when you remove an interference to this to in the nervous system, and basically you're reconnecting people to their life source is what's really happening. Really cool things happen within the body, and so it's fun to see that those things manifest.
The other thing that I think is maybe the most fun thing in practice is taking care of kids. It's just wonderful to give them a healthy start.
Oh, my goodness, that's true.
Mm. Now
that's true.
You've been teaching with the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association.
That's correct.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how families, especially children and babies, can benefit from chiropractic care?
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about that this morning, that, we see children, lots of children in our office, and the spine is the most important system or organ in your body, if you will. And if you have an unhealthy spine, you're going to have an unhealthy body. So it's important to keep a healthy spine. And I think in general people know that. I think nowadays people will use dentistry, for example. They'll bring their children to a dentist. Kids who have their baby teeth. We know the teeth are going to fall out and be replaced by adult teeth. But what the parents want is that the adult teeth and throughout their life, their teeth get a good healthy start. And so I think parents are more and more aware of the spine and wanting their child to have a healthy spine and a healthy start in life. And so it's interesting that more and more parents are starting to think about chiropractic for their children.
As a way of investing in their future health, not necessarily because their child has a condition that they're looking for help with, but actually just investing in preventative and wellness care.
That is absolutely correct. And what I think your listeners should know is that chiropractors, especially if they've been trained through the ICPA and even others, there are many schools that teach pediatric adjusting, and they're very well trained. And the adjustments that we do with our kids are very gentle. I had a 6-day-old baby last night as a patient, and the adjustments are very gentle touches and vibrations with your finger, it's a very, very gentle way of adjusting, very different than we do with adults.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what it looks like for a child or an infant to be evaluated by a chiropractor? Like, what is a chiropractor looking for, and why is that significant?
Well, one of the big things that we look for, or one of the first things I should say that we look for, is the visual, the posture of the child. For instance, when we look at somebody's posture, an adult, we can see maybe a shoulder that's higher, or the head is tilted, or they kind of have a funny gait, and that might be an indication of what's going on in the spine. But with babies, what parents could look for is does your child have head rotation? When you look at them, do they have their head rotated to one side or the other, or tilted to one side or the other? Do they not like to rotate their head to the opposite side? If you're nursing, is the child fussy on one side versus the other? Are they fussy laying on one side because they have to tilt their head to a side that they don't want to because of subluxation? And so those are some things that we look for as a chiropractor, but parents can very easily see this. They should have their child's spine checked, if they see things like this. Mm-hmm.
People have reported improvements in secondary conditions, secondary to subluxations, things like nursing better, less fussy, less colic. But what have you seen in practice? Any miracle stories that just warm your heart?
Well, there's one story of a little guy. His name is Reed, and he came in and he reverted back to diapers. I think he was 4 years old at the time. And that's, it seems like, kind of a minor thing, but for him, it would have been pretty traumatic, going through nursery school and kindergarten and that type of thing, being in diapers when nobody else is in diapers. And then, formative years, I could see that being a real issue. But mom really didn't know what to do. She tried the medical route and, I'm not sure what drugs they gave Reed, but obviously there wasn't anything that was helping. And so when she came in, we evaluated his spine and we found subluxations. After his first adjustment, he didn't need diapers anymore.
Wow.
And the explanation, maybe not a huge miracle as when we talk about miracle cases, but it was a miracle for that family. Mm-hmm. Because it changed his whole life. The way we can explain that is that we reconnected him to his life source. In other words, adjusted the subluxation, and now his brain, he was aware of that sensation that everybody knows. Okay, so potty training is just learning that sensation and knowing that, okay, I have to go. So therefore, and so he lost that connection. And so we just reconnected him to his life source in his brain by adjusting the subluxation. And now his brain was now aware of that sensation again. And so it's it seems like a very simple concept, but very profound, especially with Reed.
Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder if you hadn't met Reed and if he hadn't had a chiropractic adjustment, how long would that have continued for and how that would have affected him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We've got to take a break, but we're going to come back and we're talking with Dr. Ron Castellucci. He's an instructor at Sherman College of Chiropractic in Spartanburg, South Carolina, currently the world's premier chiropractic college. And I thank you for taking time. We're going to be right back. So stay tuned here on The Pulse.